Write down resurrected life. One of those things that you've got to get a handle on. You've got to understand that, you know, a lot of people died on the cross. Back in those days, they lined them down the street. But we only had one that went to heaven and came back. Yeah. Came back alive, and that was Jesus. And that very thing is what made you who you are. Because without the resurrection, without the understanding, you know, I've been in church all my life and was never taught. You know, I knew about God. I did Holy Spirit, I was scared of because it was the Holy Ghost. Knew about Jesus, but was taught maybe, but never picked up the importance of understanding what took place. See, we have that resurrected life. Rick, it's not for death, it's for God's glory. So you just keep on. We have resurrected life. Jesus died because of all of our sin. He went on the cross and died for that sin. He was that final sacrifice. But for that to be accomplished, to do what it's supposed to do, he was resurrected. And he came back in the form of the Holy Spirit to live in each and every believer. You know, Laura and Linda and all that went, Jenny and them, they went into a country that was like 90, it's 99.some% Hindu religion. Jesus is only touching, but when you get 270 plus kids to come together for a Bible school and the gospel goes forth, look at the families that's going to be touched. Absolutely. Look at the resurrection life that's going to touch those that don't have life. Yeah. You know, they have a God. Yeah. But we worship dogs, we worship cats, we worship people, we worship homes. But that's getting us nowhere. Yeah. But we have a resurrected God that was sent to us, that lives in our heart, for us to not think about us, but to start giving what we've got to other people. That's what it's all about. We have a resurrected life. John 11:25 says, I am the resurrection, the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes. Yes.
See, you can look at that on the spiritual side, or you can look at that in any way you want. But when you die, you don't die. If you know Jesus. You're going to live. All you do is go from this arena into the next. But the next never ends. And you have eternal life. Could you imagine being someplace where there's no sorrow, no heartache, no hurt, no gossipers? No people to offend you. No, everybody loves you, accepts you for who you are, how you look. Pink hair, blue hair, polka dotted hair. They still love you. Yeah. Dress terrible, dress good. They still love. Could you imagine living where there's no judgment? Well, see, that's that resurrected life that we're supposed to be living in, every one of us. That's how we're supposed to be treating other people. Resurrected life. I want to go, if you will, go to Romans Chapter 6, be patient with me. I want to read a few verses here, and then I want to talk about just some of the stuff that this gives us. Romans 6, right prior to that, they were talking about forgiveness and talking about grace, and one of the questions that come up was, well then, you mean I can go ahead and sin? It's okay to go ahead and sin? That's what will bring in the grace? And he says, come on. Grow up in this. Y'all remember, we have grace and we are forgiven, but y'all remember that you're going to reap whatever you sow, and you're going to hurt other people in whatever you sow. So you've got to live with that. Are you forgiven? Yes. But can you live like? No. I mean, come on. We're here to touch hearts. But listen to what it says. He says, let me start at verse 3. It says, do you not know that as many of us as we're baptized into Christ Jesus, we're baptized into his death. See, if you when you believe, you were also baptized into his death. Your old self was going away. It says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. What's that saying? That's saying, okay, now you've believed in Jesus. He's took care of your sins. He's took care of all your problems. Now you just live like he lives that's inside of you. You follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. In other words, we don't get on the phone and we don't gossip. We don't judge people for where they are because they're not like we are. We remember that they're just as forgiven as you are forgiven. That's that resurrected life. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. See, before I give my heart to Jesus, without knowing it, I was a slave to sin because I did not have the Holy Spirit directing me and guiding me. I had my mind, my will, and my emotions. And that's where most of us get in problems. We're so used to running our life by this that directs us nowhere. You got to get this transformed so it automatically goes where this is at. And that takes time, not overnight, but we know we've got that, so we've got to live for that. For he who has died has been freed from sin. No, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him or you. For the death that he died to sin once for all. You say, well, the devil made me do it. No, the devil's out of the picture if you're born again. You made you do it. You made the wrong choice. You knew you wasn't supposed to, but you did. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive in God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let the sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lust. Let's back up and live like Jesus tells us to live. I have, you have, if you're born again, and by internet, if you're not born again, just give your heart to Jesus. It's that easy. You can come however you are. He'll take you a mess, and he'll fix you. Only he can fix us. But then you have that resurrected life. You know, it's all by faith. Nobody here can say, well, I know, but you know by faith that you're going to heaven. You know by faith that when we died with him. You know by faith that when you was raised with him. You know by faith, well, faith is where it's all at. And most of us that have lived this not only know by faith, we know by experience and watching what God has done and how he has made it, how he has answered prayers instantly. You know, the crazy part about the newbie situation, that if God hadn't have done it then, he would have taken care of it somewhere. And that's where we just have to walk and trust in him, knowing that we have this resurrected life inside of us and knowing that he's going to take care of it. But by faith, we know, the scripture tells us, that we have a new heart. Now, this is one of those by faith things. Listen to what it says in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a wore out heart. No. It doesn't say that. I will give you a rebuilt heart. Doesn't say that. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I mean, that alone, I could stop right there. My goodness. Think about how we used to be. Think about how your neighbor is. That's how you used to be. At least you think that's where they are. When I said, you know, I was 12 years old in a little Methodist church. Didn't have a clue. Just knew something was going on. And when that preacher said, give your heart to Jesus, I probably before I even said yes, it was in action. I was totally changed. Instantly. And everybody here, you were totally changed. Maybe you weren't taught, but you were totally changed. I wasn't taught, but I was totally changed. My spirit man that was just me turned into him. Instantly, all because of the resurrection. Never would have happened. Never could have happened without the resurrection of Jesus. I could worship all the gods I want. Worshiping all the gods I want is not going to change and give me a new heart and give me a new spirit. But by me saying yes to what Jesus did on that day, that changed my life forever. Now it's my job to get in this word and get this spirit to renew this mind so this mind will direct this body where it's supposed to go and not where my mind wants to go. I have a new. John 1:4 says, his life was the light of men. That spirit of God that's inside the believer is that resurrected light that changes us forever. You will see things totally different from that day forward, from that moment forward. You know, the exciting part about it, when it happens, no matter what happens after that, no matter how bad you get taught, no matter what direction things go on in your life, if that was a genuine, I believe what you did for me, you're going to heaven.
That's right.
Now see, we've mustered it up somehow in religion that we've got to be perfect. How many has succeeded in that? How many has succeeded 30 minutes in that? That's why we have a Savior. That's why we all have a Savior. But in the midst of my mess that I make, I still know that he's there. I still know that I have that resurrected. And that's what helps me get over my messes and get on to the next. And get on to the next. And I'm finding in my life that I'm not making as many messes as I used to make because I'm not centering on my messes. I'm centering on my new life, my new spirit. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, probably one of my most favorite scriptures. I am a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, I'm new. I'm not the old. And I wasn't, you know, at 12 years old, how much damage could I have done? But I'm still not that guy that was before then. I'm a new guy. I was kind of a mess from 12 to 32. But I was still saved. I still knew I was saved. But the Lord, when it's time, he will get your attention. And at 32, he said, okay, enough. I need you. I got a job for you. Let's go. Well, that only happens because I had him in me. If I hadn't have said yes to Jesus, if I hadn't had that resurrected life, I would never even have heard that voice at that time. He never gives up, but you got to know what you got. And when you know what you got, it makes you grow what you got. By faith in Jesus, I have a new location. Totally new location. Actually, not only a location, I have a new position. Because once I give my heart to Jesus and you give your heart to Jesus, we not only are in heavenly realms, we now have a position of authority because I walk as Jesus walked. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. But I have the authority and the power. And I use the name of Jesus and things get done. I've seen fevers drop. I've seen people healed. People that have went overseas and even in the States have seen people raised from the dead. They see miracles upon miracles upon miracles. Not in what they got, what they are, but what they've got. Resurrection life. Boy, if we'd live this way, if you just would get up in the morning and get out of self and go, okay, Lord, what do you got today? I got the life in me. And live that way, your whole day would be different. I'm telling you. Because you would know that whatever he puts you to, something would happen. And whenever you feel this griping and grumbling and complaining, I promise you that's not the resurrected life. I so appreciate Rick's attitude and what he's walking through. Because he knows he's got a rough situation, but yet he knows God. He has a relationship with God to the place that whatever happens, he's okay. And see, when you get to that place, you can relax and get up in the morning and say, okay, God. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have our moments. But oh, how quick the resurrected life brings us back to where we're supposed to be, because we're in a new position. Ephesians 2, 4 through 7 says that he raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places. Boy, that alone, pretty exciting. Colossians 1, 13 says he placed us in his kingdom. I love how it says in love. Of his love. Because without his love, we don't have anything. Just a clanging cymbal according to the scripture. What an awesome life. Resurrected life. Resurrected. You know, get this in you. No matter what you're going through in life, families, problems, heartaches, sickness, disease, it's only a vapor. You know, we get so into all my days, all my months, all my years. It's only a vapor. What are you doing with that small, you know, on the tombstones, you got a little dash. What are you doing in that dash? Are you complaining about your heartaches? Are you complaining about you? Because if you think about it, when you get into that mode, and we all do it, when we get into that mode, who are we thinking about? Poor old me. Poor, oh, I got to do this, and I got this, and I've got that. Oh, Lord, why this? Oh, Lord, why that? Will you get off of that and get into the resurrected life and let him pour through you to touch other hearts in what you're going through? Because when you get on the other side, you can't even measure eternity. This he gives us a measurement. It's but a... That's not very much. Seems like a... But when we get to, when we just step over, then what we've done here, we just keep going there. And to think of the, you know, we got the ladies that went to India. You'll never know the kids they touched. You take 170 plus, let's say they had two or three out of each family. You're still talking a lot of families that have now got, the word of God's been planted in the seed of those little kids. And now they're singing little catchy songs that we taught them. And they're taking that into their household. And the Spirit of God then can move and touch people that worship. They're worshipers. But they don't worship anything that's going to help them. But when they find the resurrected life, then their life is changed. And then their life, if they do like they're supposed to, then their life is not about them. It's about reaching other people. And then we change generations after life after life. You don't know how quick that whole country of India could be changed to Jesus. In the last days, things are going to happen like never before. By faith, we also have been given a new relationship. See, before I was born, I was like the other religions. I knew there was a God. My goodness, anybody who denies there's a God has got to have a mental break. And just look around you. I went out this morning outside about 4:45, and it was absolutely, there was not a sound. And the stars were bright. I mean, there wasn't a sound. There's no traffic in Chester at that time of morning, on a Sunday morning especially. I mean, it was just quiet. No trains, no barges, because usually you can even hear that from my house. Nothing. But then I went outside right before the sun come up. Every bird in the trees were singing. There was even turkeys down the bottom carrying on. I mean, life come, and you, who could say there is no God? But see, I can worship all that, because we got people that worship trees and worship this and worship that. That gets them nowhere. See, I now have a relationship. Yeah. I was never taught this, that I could have a relationship with God as he speaks to my heart. And, you know, one-on-one, I have a relationship with my wife. But the relationship with Christ is different, because he never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He's always comforted me. He's always taken care of me. If I just listen and I communicate in that relationship, as he loves on me, I love on him. Back and forth, ongoing relationship. Tell him how I feel, good, bad, and ugly. He already knows it anyway. If I'm mad at him, He already knows it. Why not tell him? And then you say, well, why would you get mad at God? Everybody here gets mad at God occasionally. Because you don't have an understanding of that resurrected life that he's given you. We don't have to be down for anything. We don't have to be hurting for anything. All we got to do is know he's got me. I believed, and in my believing, I'm in a new position. I'm in a new place. I have now a new relationship, and I know that no matter what goes on in my life, he's with me. He sees where I'm at, and in where I'm at, he's going to get me through. Even if I don't get through it, I get through it, because if I don't get through it, I got through it. I have a relationship. Never will he leave me. Never. What? 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God. See, I couldn't have a relationship until I was cleaned up. God can't and won't look on sin. But because of Jesus and that resurrected life, I've been cleaned up. As bad as I was, as bad as I may be down the road, I'm cleaned up. So I can have. I can go before the throne anytime I want. I don't have to do all this stuff to get religious. No matter what I'm doing, if I'm under my car working on it, God's there, folks. And we can talk. I bust my knuckles. I can talk to God about busting my knuckles. Come on. He's all resurrected life. Oh, just to think that what he did. And you know, the Easter program that's coming up that we're going to have. I mean, portrays what he really did. Folks, we got to get a handle that we can live that every day. That joy that's there, we can walk in that. Romans 5:18 says, Jesus died for our sins, so we have been justified or pronounced righteous and cleansed of our sin. 1 Peter 3:18 said that we were made alive in the Spirit, all because of him. See, by faith, we're believing all these things. By faith, we've been changed. By faith, I've been made righteous. By faith, I'm okay. It's not my works. It's not what I did. It's not reading my Bible every day. It's not memorizing memory verse every day. That's all good, and that's what transforms me. But it's not by works. It's by faith and all that he's done for me. I've been made righteous because of him. I'm really a mess, just like you are. But because of God, we're not a mess. And if we start living on that right side all the time, it totally changes. By faith in Jesus, we've got new strength. I found in my walk that through some of the times I've been through, that without him, I wouldn't have got through it. Folks, the suicide rate is off the charts now. It's because they don't have a relationship. They don't have an understanding of what they've got. They don't have an understanding that Christ is the answer and that there's a reason to be living and not dying. And the sad part is many that are doing that don't know Jesus. Now, I'm not one that believes if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. I cannot find that in Scripture. If you're born again, you can still have mental problems. Because to me, taking your life is a mental situation. How could you choose to kill yourself unless you had a mental situation? But when you know Jesus and you know your relationship and you know you're in a new position and standing in authority and know that position in Christ and you know he's with me, he never leaves me, he never forsakes me. I have that life. Philippians 4:13, everybody knows this scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. Now, that's not in myself, but that's in him. You guys are awfully quiet this morning. For resurrected life, somebody needs to say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I can preach better for a couple more minutes. I wish I could just get this. It's in there, every one of you. Everything you'll ever need is right there. The Bible says you have the fullness of Christ. Every situation you face, everything that goes on in your life, good, bad, and ugly, he's right there in it with you if you let him be with you. You can work out of your mind and go through things, and you'll just be miserable. You won't get through it, nothing. Folks, if you got problems, you know who to talk to? Him. Because he's the only answer to your problem. You can mind, play the mind game all you want, try to figure out what to do, try to figure out how to fix it. You're wasting your time when you have a relationship and know who you are in Christ and know the resurrected life that's in you. He'll give you without you even... I love it when he speaks on things that needs to be... See, that's why we have words of wisdom, words of knowledge, gifts of healing, gifts of faith, all of those spirit. Those are things you don't think about. The Spirit of God just thinks about them. Yeah. And when you have that, oh. Well, see, when you go through things in life and you have a relationship and you have an understanding, you have a new strength. There's something there that I never had before. See, I had it at 12, but I did not understand it at 12. I so wished I'd have been taught at 12 that I could hear God's voice. Goodness, for years, I thought anybody said they heard God's voice, I thought they were strange and weird. There's people by the internet right now thinking, you hear God's voice? Yes! I can't live without his voice. Still, quiet voice that speaks in my heart, in here, and everything that goes on in my life. When I get ready to gossip, he's already told me before I get the words out, what are you doing? When something good comes forth, I know that it's him speaking. He's always talking. But if I don't know I have a resurrected life, I don't understand what that's even... You know, Jesus died for you and he rose from the dead. And that's just about as flat as it gets for a lot of people. No. He died for me so he could be raised from the dead, so I could have eternal life, so that I could have eternal living, so I could have the light of God inside me, so that I could know his voice, so that I could walk like he walks, so that I could impact other people like he impacted the world. See, he impacted the world one person at a time. You will impact the world one person at a time. You don't have a clue who you're talking to that may change. I mean, think about the one person that spoke into Billy Graham's life. 90 plus years old, and he's still going, touching lives. I mean, all you got to do is say Billy Graham and people think of Jesus. Can they say that about you or me? They need to. I mean, when it's all said and done, you remember Pastor Ron? Oh, yeah, man, he was a jerk. Come on. No, it needs to be. He knew the resurrected king, and he knew the resurrected king lived in his heart, and he did the best he could do to get out what was in him and try to get himself out of the way so people could get what was inside. See, all we got to do is get out of the way and let the resurrected life direct us and guide us. Galatians 2:20 says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Yeah. Oh, grab that. It's no longer Ronnie that lives. It's no longer Rick that lives. It's no longer Scott that lives. It's no longer Jay that lives. It's no longer Karen that lives. It's but Christ who lives in me. Young people, guys, listen. Let Christ live in your life wherever you're at. It's hard when you're a teenager because you're in around all this peer pressure, but they are wrong and you are right. Because what you got will change lives. What they got will destroy lives. See, the enemy is trying to take everybody out. All we have to do is stand our ground and walk in that strength and that confidence that he gives us, knowing it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Well, you big fuddy-dud, well, you fuddy-dud all you want, I'm going to heaven. Yeah, I love you. I'm not judging you, but I'm not living the way you want me to live or want me to go. I'm not going where you want me to go. I'm not changing what's taken care of me all these years. That's right. And the longer you live in this, the more you have witness to what he does for you, and the less chance you got slipping back, because you know, why would I go there when that's nothing but destruction? I mean, even those times for the beer drinkers, maybe have quit drinking now. There's still those times, cigarette smokers that like that cigarette. There's still those times in your life you go, boy, Bud Light would taste good right now. Boy, a cigarette tastes good after I just got done eating. See, those are all, but they get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker because you start living more of the resurrected life. You start thinking about what I need, but what can I do to bless them? What can I do to touch them? What can I do to share with them? What can I do to give to them? By faith, folks. It's all by faith. Our whole life changed. Whether you knew it or not, when you got born again, you're never the same. You can go back and live that way. You're pulled that way, and you may do it, but it's not as much fun anymore. It's the excitement's gone because you've changed on the inside, and you don't know where to go. But as you go towards the things of God, and as you're taught the things of God, and as you're taught you've got him living inside you, and you start paying attention to that voice inside you, then you start swinging toward that resurrected life, and you start getting happier. You start letting God have everything. You start relaxing with the situations and circumstances. You're not a drama king or queen. You just, whatever. And life is better when you have a understanding of a resurrected life. You got a new heart. You got a new location. Oh. All of these are by faith. You got a new relationship. Now that one's by faith, but that one you start feeling after a while. You know, my location, that's by faith. Going to heaven's by faith. But when you get down in the relationship side, that gets to be real. That gets to be, but you gotta go at it. Because you got to know his voice and you got to hear his voice. I've had people tell me in this body that been here for years, well, I just never hear God's voice. Yes, if you're born again, you're not born again then. If you're born again, you always hear his voice. Because he'll tell you not to do and he'll tell you what to do. And what's exciting is you don't meditate on what not to do's, you just do the do's. And as you do the do's, you get the relationship. And the more you do the do's, the more you hear his voice, and he'll start with little stuff, and then pretty soon he'll ask these big things he wants you to do. I'll never forget the time we was down in Arkansas years ago, and we was at a church, and the Lord spoke to Connie and I sitting in the sanctuary, give that pastor $1,000. That would be like giving the pastor $10,000 now. But I knew I had learned, I thought I had learned his voice. And I turned to Connie and I said, we're supposed to give him some money. And she said, yes, we are. See, and then you write the check and you say, I got to get back to town quick and get some money moved around and try to find some more money and get it in my checking. And we did, and we did. But then we were amazed at how God confirms, so he knows you know his voice. And within just a short time, there was 10 grand showed up. He always. And then you're not quite as shocked when he tells you to give something. And then he comes along and says, give Dave Martin my BMW. And I went, no. But I knew his voice. And I said, I said to him when that happened years ago, you all know, I'd like to get him back. I said, the Lord, he said, I will give you one back. I give that BMW back. Since then, I've had three. And my big one, it was like, whoa. I had a big 7 series that I got for the price of a Ford Falcon. If you remember the Ford Falcons, some of you older people. Let's Fiesta with that, touch the generation. You know, but it's like, and when I tell you the story, we seen the car and I seen the price and I went, Connie, there's no way. So I picked up the phone and I said, do you have the BMW set? Yes, I do. And he said, you'll have to have a code to get in my gate. Lived in that kind of subdivision. So I pulled up and I punched in the code and come in. First thing he did, he come out and he walked around my car. And he said, okay, you can look at it. That's what he said. And I drove the car, got it for crazy nothing, brought it home. And do you know, for the next year, he called me 3 times. How's my car? He owns a big dealership up in St. Louis, and he had bought a new one. He was basically going to give this away to the right person. And I got it. But how did all that come about? By relationship, by knowing that I had the resurrected life living in me. And what's exciting is the more you hear his voice, the more he requires of faith for you to do things. But folks, listen, every time he will make it up to you down the road. He always does. Every time, every time, every time. God is a good God. He's always with us. He strengthens us. He gives us abilities beyond what we can do. I can go into that story. I could not pass. I mean, I barely passed speech class. And now he's got me up talking for 35, 40 minutes. Only God. Only God can do those things. I had somebody one time say, do you write your sermon out and then memorize it? No. I wish I could. It would be easier. But we got to do what God tells us to do because we've got the resurrected life.
That's right.
You know, as like Derek and Neil and Carrie have put in countless hours on things here at the church. They can't do those kind of things without God's grace. And the relationship they've got and knowing that they have the resurrected life. I left the other day. We had to put new speakers. We're getting ready to put new speakers underneath the base. And Derek has been in and out of these holes so many times that I would come in and all I would see was his feet. Well, the other day we finally got this one cut out and shoved in. I had to leave and I come in and I looked and Derek was sitting over here. And he was, Where do we get that? We get that by having a relationship that we're not doing this for you. We're not doing this for the pastor. We're not doing this. We're working as unto God, and we can only do that when we have resurrected life. And that's on your job out there. See, if you wise up on your job and you work for him, your job will be better. If you're working for the boss, you're never going to be happy. If you got your own business and you're not working for Christ, because see, every place you go, everything you do on your job will affect someone else if you have a handle on the resurrected life, and the things that you're going to say and the things that you're going to do will affect them because you have a resurrected life in you. You say, well, I don't like my job. That makes no difference. Watch for a better one, but until then, quit complaining and go as Christ would go and put in your time and touch hearts and touch lives with the resurrected life and watch what God does with it. You'll enjoy your work more to start with, and if he's got something better for you, he'll give you something better. But wherever you are, live the resurrected life in what you're doing and watch the people around you change. Watch the atmosphere change. Watch everything change. You change. Folks, listen. If you're working in an environment where everybody are heathens, you have the power to change that whole environment. Don't be a part of them. Don't criticize and don't judge and don't talk about them. Just go in and love them. Go in and be a light. Go in and be a resurrected Christian and have an understanding that you have everything you'll ever need for that day. Leave, shake it off. And say, Lord, I'm going to go back tomorrow. I'm going to touch more lives by loving them more than I did today. And watch what God does in your life. There's a purpose for what you're here for. Listen, everybody say this. It's not about you. If you get that in your heart and understand that everything you do, every day, every place, everywhere you go, your job is to let the resurrected life come through you things around you will change, and then God will bless you because he can use you more touching lives around him. Let's stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you that everybody here, everybody by the sound of my voice, that knows Jesus, has accepted Jesus, that believes in Jesus, believe that he died, that he rose again. Father, you instantly placed a new heart, a new spirit in every believer. You instantly changed our location, our position, and where we're going to be and where we're at now with the authority that you have given us. We thank you that you've given us a way, a means to have a relationship with you. Before we were distant, before we just looked at you as God of afar. But after we were born again, Father, we instantly could come before the throne. We instantly had you living in our hearts. We instantly could just share our hearts with you as you shared your heart with us. We thank you, Father, that you give us abilities like we never thought we could ever have. If you tell us to do it, we know it can be done, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you give us a purpose to live and a reason for all that's going on. Father, help us to walk in that resurrected life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's make this confession together. Say, Father, I thank you. I understand the word. You live in my heart. Help me to follow that still, small voice. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed.